I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. And remember, this podcast is brought to you by the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams, the podcast studio that you could rent. Head over to my website, penthousecomedy.com, or just send an email to bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. Competitive rates, sexual harassment, all are available at the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams. The man in front of me, the reason why we have that studio, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are my partner.
Yes.
Pentelis.
My lover. My lover.
And our secret love child is Poseidon.
Hello.
Before we started the show, we were making fun of people who use the term lover or partner instead of like girlfriend, boyfriend, all that, and how it bugs us for different reasons. And yeah, partner always sounds like you have business together.
Yeah. It always fucks me up because my wife has a business partner.
Yeah.
So whenever I go, her partner, and then I'm like, it sounds weird going my wife's partner.
To French people, like, they think like she's banging someone
else. Yeah, it sounds like my wife's man friend.
My wife's boyfriend.
Don't worry, he's young and he's Latin.
He's all business.
Yeah.
All business all the time. Yeah, I don't like the partner or the lover. When I hear my lover, I'm like, God damn it.
My lover sounds just a bit too sexual.
Yeah.
My lover. It sounds like you stink a fucking old cheap perfume. And you're drinking, like, rosé bubbly in a bathtub.
You reek of sweat.
Yeah, hello, lover.
You reek of bad decisions and cigarettes. Yo, so one of the hotels that we stayed at was 100%, I'm sure, a sex hotel. In Chaplot?
Yeah.
I
think it was a sex hotel, but not the type of sex hotel that have sex workers.
No.
It's just a place to bang local...
goblins.
Yeah, local lovers.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen with you, Linda. You're horrifying. Meet me at the hotel.
Yeah.
There was that paper someone put on their window just in paper that wrote massage.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Like, God damn, bro, what the fuck's going on here?
It made it look sketch and it reeked of fucking cigarettes.
It reeked.
And sweat.
That was just your room, though. Every room you were in smelled like that.
Yeah. When I passed by your door, I was like, it smells like ass.
Yeah.
Like buttocks.
And then we stayed at Timmins.
Timmins was the worst one because of the crackheads.
Yeah.
And also someone vomited in your room.
Someone broke my the mirror on the tour bus to sniff whatever the low-budget cocaine is.
Some methamphetamines.
Yeah. But because the mirror was broken, and
but
I was
neatly.
Like, I was like... Well, like, it's not, they didn't smash it. Like, if you break a mirror, you rip it off. It was just, like, tapped, and then there was tape. So they put tape on it, broke it, and then to take it off. So I was like, what do you need a small mirror for? It's either to snort something or to cut someone.
Yeah.
If you're in a weird prison movie.
But in this case, it was just for drugs.
Yeah, yeah. And as soon as we walked out, these two sketchy fuckers. But I don't even think it was them. I think it was just that neighborhood. If they see anyone that looks like he has a job, they're like, he's going to get us.
Dude, I feel like it was my fault that it happened because I had a bad omen when we parked it. Because all the reviews, when I looked online, said, watch out for your cars. The locals break into your cars. They break into your cars. And I was like, I feel something's gonna happen to the tour bus.
Yeah.
And then that night, instead of saying something, I was like, you're just being paranoid. So that's like when you notice the mirror, I was like, I should have fucking said something. Yeah. But what could we have done?
But even if you said something.
Yeah.
I was looking at other hotels that had better reviews to the night of the show to go, let's go sleep somewhere else. But they were all in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it was like, the Holiday Inn looks better than where we were.
But it's a block away. I could see it.
Their parking lot is in front of our hotel.
Yeah.
So... if we're going to, like, the crackheads are going to go there, too.
But Timmins had excessive. I didn't know that there was that much crackheadery.
Yeah. 40,000 people, 39,000 of them are on crack. They're all on crack or Shania Twain.
Yeah, yeah, one of the two. Yeah, yeah, or they're on crack listening to Shania Twain. It was fun.
I was surprised how it has a big city vibe, like a shitty big city vibe, but it's a small town. Like Shania Twain, I thought she'd come from a town that had like
cowboy pickup
trucks and cowboy hats, but it's very like
meth,
Canadianly urban.
It was, you know what it reminded me of? You saw True Romance?
Yeah.
Remember the shots when he's in Detroit, when he's going to rescue Alabama, he goes to her pimp?
Yeah.
That vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It had that vibe.
Yeah, it's got an 80s, 90s Detroit vibe.
Yeah, like desolate.
It feels like you can get stabbed.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
I kept looking around.
Yeah, I remember like when Lou went out to fix the table on the tour bus during the middle of the night, I went down with him just to make sure...
That you both get stabbed.
Yeah. No, because
like, you're not getting stabbed alone, buddy.
Yeah.
We're both doing this. Lou, it was fun to have him back.
Yeah.
It was a. Anyways, it was a crazy trip.
And we drove back after the show. We were in Val-d'Or, drove back, which is like a 5-hour drive, a little more than 5 hours. And Lou was driving after to Matane. It's a 6-hour drive.
Did he make it?
He did.
Okay.
He texted me. He made it in 7 hours.
Really?
So I don't know if he stopped to get a drink or to sleep.
I mean, you know what? Let's give him some credit. That's a long trip for a drunk guy. I'm proud of him.
Yeah. You know why?
No casualties, no fatalities. We're all
good.
You
know why he's got that energy, though? Maybe he's the one that stole the mirror.
He gets back, and the first thing he does out of his pocket, he takes a piece of mirror. He's like, they'll never know of you.
You got to think, though, like if you're snorting something, like can't you just put it on your fucking dirty hand?
Oh, dude, they were like, it was next. I know crackheads. Like there's crackheads in Parquex, crackheads downtown, but that was next level. Because you know what it felt like? So you know here you see crackheads and stuff and you feel like all bad decisions. There was overwhelming sadness.
Yeah.
Mm. Like it was just people are like, why are you a crack? You lost your job. I became really sad because I live here and I said, fuck it. Like it's just sadness.
Yeah.
Mm. We don't have that many good cities in Canada.
No, we have a couple, but not that many. We have five.
But just the difference going from Timmins to Val-d'Or, both northern towns.
Yeah.
Dude, Val-d'Or was beautiful.
Val-d'Or, the people are, every place is clean.
Yeah.
But they're super rich too in Val-d'Or because they all work in mines. But so the average salary is like 130,000. And they live in houses.
When we showed up, you were the poor guy. Yeah. You showed up like, this is crackhead over here.
But they live in houses that cost like 140,000 and they make more than that in a year. So you imagine how fucking rich you are when you make more than what your house is worth every year.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's cold. But I was happy to be there. That was where I was talking outside because I got there on the phone and then someone, he's walking with his girlfriend, he's like, hello, Pentels. And I was like, back home. Yeah. This is nice. Because in Timmins, it was more like, you got any change?
I'm surprised too, like, whenever they have a survey in English Canada of the shittiest place to live in the province, they always say it's Quebec.
Oh.
And I'm like, have these motherfuckers never been
outside of Toronto?
Yeah.
For real, you're 100% right that it's that's a racism thing against French people. Because I've gone to New Brunswick, I've gone on, I've go with you to all these fucking places. Nowhere is it taken care of like Quebec. As soon as you cross the border, first of all, it starts getting dark. Because we're the only province that thinks we should put lights out when you're not in a fucking city, when you're driving in the middle of the night. The second you cross the border, like, it's the middle of the night. It's cool. You need to see. Like, it's the moon will light you. It's all absurd. It's so backwards. And then here, you come back, you're like, okay, we have our problems. But goddamn, fucking Raymond Levesque took care of the goddamn infrastructure.
When they had that last survey, they were saying how Quebec was number one. And then when they asked the people why, it was because of the people. That's what they answered. Look, and I was like,
I can't defend that. That's a
that's a very, like, there's no other group of people that you could be openly racist about in North America and everyone would be fine. Like, English Canada can go, I don't like Quebec. Why? Because they're all fucking racist and stupid.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, isn't that kind of racist?
Yeah, like if
and stupid saying that a group of people.
What's your least favorite city? Atlanta. Why? The blacks. Oh, yeah, that's cool. We're putting that down. That's a reasonable behavior.
I would say the gays.
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
The gay black guys? It's the gay black capital of North America.
Yes.
Jeffrey Dahmer would have loved that city.
Yeah.
They're all black, all gay.
So he kept telling me that he was racist, and I was like, I don't think he was racist because he kept banging Jeffrey black Dahmer? Guys. Yeah, he was just crazy.
He was crazy, and he was killing them because he didn't want them to leave.
Yeah, so it was the opposite of racist. Yeah. He was so not racist, he was killing them because he wanted them there.
Yeah, but his targets were only black people.
I think he killed a white kid too, no?
His first couple of victims were white, and then all black, and then the last one was white.
Yeah.
Or last two were white. So he was the opposite of an Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
He was like a reverse Oreo.
It was
a white cookie with a nice
with the chocolate the
large
chocolate cream
black in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, all right, let me sprinkle some white on that. But that guy was a mental patient.
Yeah, that's nuts, bro.
You notice I was telling the intellectuals, the all the serial killers or like the big terror stuff in North America, they follow patterns. Like the gay guys that do that stuff, like Luca Magnotta, it's all weird mutilation, killing, all that. The white guys, it's like political, like I'm gonna bomb this because I need a point. I gotta prove my point. You know, like manifestos and all that stuff. And then the black guys, I can only remember the sniper.
The sniper and his son. Those were good killers.
That was it. Yeah, that was it. But apart from that, I don't like serial killing. I just see gangs. I don't really see serial killing.
I remember being in driving down to Florida the year that there was the sniper in Washington. And I was he'd always shoot people while they were pumping gas.
Yeah.
And I remember I was pumping gas and I was, I wasn't like super nervous, but I was still kind of like just hunched down because I was looking around going, okay, if he's here, he's probably hiding in that
God
forest.
Damn.
Did you see that? Did you?
I remember that. I never saw it.
In the trunk of a car.
Yeah. Him a kid and his with son.
Okay. Yeah. I heard about this. Yeah.
And
yeah,
they'd hide in the trunk and then shoot dudes that were pumping gas.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I remember that.
Yeah, that kid, when he was young, he was, I think his real father had was abusive or what. The kid was always looking for a male father figure.
Yeah.
So I think he was one of his mom's boyfriends or something, and he grew attached to him, so he would listen to whatever he said religiously. Yeah, and the kid apparently, and the guy was he was an excellent sniper. The kid was, he said better than him. The kid became better than him.
Really?
Yeah, that's how dedicated the kid was.
God damn.
Yeah, but they had like little holes in the car or something, and they would lean back and shoot. It was
I think they were like in the trunk with like either a hole or I think it was a hole. It wasn't a thing to lift up.
Yeah, I think it was a hole. Yeah,
and I think it was a hole that they could close again.
Yeah, and they would fix the seat so they would go all the way back, and bam.
This went on for how long?
A while. A month.
For a good, like not that long, but yeah, probably like a month or two.
Okay.
But like, it was terrifying.
He was shooting a lot. Like most serial killers kill one guy, you don't hear about him for a couple of months, kill another, and then at the end it escalates because their fucking thirst for murder gets. But this guy, right off the bat, he was like, Let's go shoot some white people pumping gas.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. It is people that had nothing to do with him, by the way. It's not it was innocent. There was even this one guy who was protecting because the old people were very scared. He would move them from old folks' homes. He would take them in his bus. And he was always pretending like to cover them when they were going in the bus, like because they were so scared that they were gonna get shot. And that guy, on one of his trips at a gas station, he actually got shot by the sniper.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't with old people.
He wasn't with old people that
he
day.
He should have had
He was going to pick
person.
Up the old people.
Maybe he used those old people just for cover.
Yeah, Operation Human Shield.
He was like, I'm protecting you. Go in front of me.
Yeah.
if he must be behind us. Don't worry. That's a wall. Yeah.
He's definitely behind us. Then why do you have another old person behind you?
We're an Oreo cookie, guys. We're reverse Oreo. Let's go. Yeah, that was there's some crazy mental patients.
Most of the serial killers, though, when it's gay guys, like in the 70s and 80s, like Dahmer, the John Wayne Gacy, it's all guys that don't accept their homosexuality. Yeah. If they were just like, look, I'm a gay dude, and but these are fucking, they're crazy people.
Your cock is delicious.
Gay,
I'll kill you.
And they're like, why do I love cock?
Yeah.
I love cock so much. I want to kill these gays.
That's so fucked up. That was that what it was, huh?
Do you think the denial of who they are kind of drives them crazy? And
that's what he just said, but in a less stupid fashion.
No, but like that's
You know what I think it might be.
No, though. But how does it
maybe the fact that these guys are gay, but they don't accept it.
So you're saying no, perhaps
that might have something.
They may be self-hating homosexuals.
No, maybe. But like, But like Rocco Magnotta wasn't like, I think he was comfortable with his sexuality, which is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he wasn't as comfortable, maybe we'd be okay. I think he was just mental, right? Because he was killing cats. He was killing fucking... I don't know if he killed dogs.
He had fed a cat, I think, to a snake at some point, but to a python.
He suffocated little puppies. He put all those videos.
There's a documentary series on Netflix. I think it's Don't Kill Cats. Yeah, don't fuck with cats.
I watched it.
Was great. I wasn't able to watch it because I like animals too much.
That's the only part that really affected. There's two parts that really bothered me. The animal part, and then I felt, I don't know what the fuck happened, I felt super bad. I never saw the Asian student. I don't know, the guy who killed. For some reason, I had an overwhelming sadness thinking of his parents.
Yeah.
Because your kid is so far away, you think he's safe, and then you get the news that he's gay.
And plus, not the gay part, but the fact that they murdered and he's overseas,
it drove me crazy because I'm thinking
probably
the
reason why they sent him to Montreal, because they're probably like, go study overseas. Okay, I'm going to go to New York City. New York City is a dangerous place. Canada, they're friendly. They're friendly. Oh, they're nice. Shit.
In their shoes, I don't know what I would have done. Like, you might even kill yourself. You get so depressed because you sent your kid for a better life, and then he ends up getting torn to pieces. I don't know how.
Which is still a better life than China, though.
That is, you know what? Upgrade. He had some free speech. But yeah, that part fucked with me.
My sound guy, my old sound guy, when the Rocco Magnotta murders happened, he sent me the video. He's like, you want to see the video? But he doesn't ask me and then wait for me to say yes or no. No, the guy that was working with Lou Marais.
Okay, because Lou doesn't seem like that kind of guy. No.
But it was my sound guy, Joe. He loved shit like that. And I was like, I can't watch that. If I watch that, it's going to fuck me. Yeah. It's going to fuck me up. Like, I can't see a guy, a dead body getting fucked. And he was like, no, you don't see a dead body getting fucked. You just see him cut his arms off and then use the dead guy's arms to jerk himself off. Oh, and I was like, that's even fucking worse. Like, how am I going to... Hold on.
I didn't know about the dead dude's arms to jerk himself off.
Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff to the corpse. All kinds of shit. Yeah. No, we're talking about...
He fucked the guy, killed the guy, fucked the guy.
And then did stuff with his
body
parts.
And then did stuff with the body parts. And then he ended up mailing those body parts to politicians.
The mailing the body parts, I knew. And I thought he just killed them and ate them. I didn't know, but holy shit.
It would have been amazing if he mailed them, but cash on delivery. So that the person that receives it has to pay. You're like, motherfucker, how much is it? $19.
I think they found the head in
a park, right?
Yeah.
I worked at TELUS at the time, and I think somebody had told me, don't walk through the park. It was like a shortcut and shit. Because they found a head recently, and I was like, I don't give a fuck, and I just kept going.
Besides missing a story, he's like, I'm gonna get some head. Yeah. What up, dudes?
Yeah, I remember I was working at TELUS at the time, and I was replacing a lot at the Angrino Mall, and I heard that, and like, I didn't even know the full story back then. I just didn't give a fuck. I found out later.
Yeah, he was always, as we know him, very misinformed. Yeah. He would hear three words, he's like, head, park, gay, I got it.
You know what's fucked up, though? Because they kept on saying, when he did this murder, they kept on saying, porn star, Rocco, and I hate it when they use the term porn star.
He's not a porn star.
He's not a porn star. He's a guy that did porn. And he didn't even do gay porn. He did straight porn.
What a fucking
And when I found out it was straight porn, I watched.
You know what? That's acting, baby.
Yeah. I watched one of the movies. I don't know if I watched it. He did two movies. I watched one scene, and it was with a fat girl, and he didn't get like fully erect. So she was sucking his dick, and he was hard the way a homosexual is when a fat chick sucks his dick.
Yeah.
And so he didn't get hard, and then I was like, what?
Understandable.
They call this guy a porn star? He can't even get an erection?
He's not much of a porno, he's not a star.
Yeah, he's not a porno, he's not a star.
But he was so mental that the only reason why he got caught was because he kept Googling himself in Germany.
Yeah, he Googled
himself in Germany.
And I think as he was walking out, the German military police or whatever the fuck, they were walking into the internet cafe and shit.
No, he wasn't walking out. He was sitting down.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, he was sitting down there.
I think it was a Turkish guy that owned it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like a new immigrant family.
Yeah, and recognized him.
Recognized him, and he goes, oh, motherfucker, you're not slicing me up.
And then by chance, I think the military walked in and he told them or some shit.
Yeah, they were walking.
It wasn't by chance.
It wasn't by chance. He had called, but I heard that there was people walking by. There was like and he goes, come here, come here. So the guy sitting over there is the same guy that's talking about the news. He's raping and killing people.
Because even Interpol was out to find this guy.
Of course, he was world.
God damn.
Cause you it's never easy to get out of Canada when you're. Because we were looking for him, and
he left.
He left. How shitty is our border people?
But I think he left quickly before it started to become a real thing.
Because
at first they found. I think it was when they went to his building. Remember in his building behind, they found like body parts in the trash? That's when he was like, yo, I got to make. An escape, and he went to Europe, and then they're like, "Ah, oh, fuck! It is this guy." That something like that happened. I think we're not that bad.
It's fucked up though that he, a guy with no money, managed to get to Germany, and then whenever you have rich people, the murder, like OJ. I never got why, and he was lucky he got off, but I never got why OJ didn't just fuck off. Like he had millions, he could have just went and hid in some country in the Caribbean.
Guatemala. Well, when they caught him, that whole car chase scene, he was trying to flee to Mexico.
Okay.
With a fake mustache and those old glass stuff and a duffel bag full of money.
Okay.
So he was trying to make his way to Mexico.
In his own car, which in is his a own good car move.
With a friend and with a costume that a toddler would wear for Halloween.
Was his suitcase just like a pumpkin made of plastic?
I have no idea. I thought it was like the brown leather one or whatever. But it's just so dumb.
What a dummy.
Because you make yourself seem guilty.
Yeah.
But he got so lucky that Rodney King got the shit kicked out of him on film. God damn, dude.
He should have. Like, if I murder my wife and a waiter.
Allegedly.
And I ask a friend to drive me to Mexico, I'll be like, hey, man, do you mind rent a car?
Yeah.
Rent a car or use your car. I'm not going to...
Yeah, I want a luxury vehicle. Just rent I'll pay for it. Cash.
You know what? I think, though, probably this is how stupid OJ is. He was probably like... At first, he was like, hey, man, take your car. I don't want him. And then he was like, fuck, I like my Bronco. And Mexico has shitty cars. Fuck it. I'm going to break... It's going to be cool. Bronco, I'll be the only guy in Mexico with the Bronco. Fucking chicks are going to love me.
And I can't believe... He got away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Luca Magnotta, because I was looking at documentaries last night. I was looking at biker documentaries. So Luca Magnotta was one of because we have that Supermax prison. The craziest prison in Canada is in Quebec.
Yeah, in Port-Cartier.
The one that we had drove by. Yeah. You know who was there? You know who was one of the cell mates?
Mambouché.
Yeah. Yeah, of Rocco Magnotta. Yeah, that's what I found out.
Oh, shit.
Mambouché, he was the head of the Hells Angels during the biker war years.
Yeah.
He was in prison because he ordered... He ordered prison guards to be murdered before he was in jail. So he was like, that prison guard isn't cool with the Hells. Okay, kill him and him.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I met one of the guys that was one of his victims, but that they didn't manage to kill him. But that was fucking crazy.
Dude, I was looking at the documentary yesterday on YouTube because these kids, young guys, they make these... documentaries about the history of the timeline, and I found out all about the history of the Rock Machine and Hell's Angels, how it started. And the Rock Machine at first wasn't even, they weren't fighting at first. And it was buddies that were in two different gangs, and then it was guys like Mambouché who said, no, I want the entire drug trade for myself. And then it started to get heavy, and they started killing their own people. It was crazy. It's not to be trusted. And then that circled me around to a guy that I found in Canada. Bro, the funniest guy. He looks like George Costanza, like a fat with a big beard. And he really wanted to be a biker, but he was a nerd. And he became an officer of like some small town. And he kept hanging out with bikers. And then they found pictures because he went to a funeral. He went to a biker's funeral. And the RCMP was investigating.
He was a cop. But he wasn't undercover. He was undercover. Just a loser that wanted to hang out. A biker.
Okay. Yeah. So they took pictures and they sent them to his superiors. And he had said he was sick. He said, I'm in Montreal because I'm sick this week. I'm in Montreal for a funeral, but I'm sick. But he was really in Montreal for a funeral of a biker, and he wasn't sick. So they saw the pictures, and they were asking him, do you affiliate with bikers? He's like, no. You ever met any bikers? No. And like, so his boss shows him the photos, and that guy panics. So he's like, fuck it, I quit, because he didn't want to get fired. And then he started trying, he kept hanging around bikers to try to become a biker. And he's like, I'm gonna become a biker. That's my dream. And then I'm gonna take them all down. Like, he had this weird delusion.
What?
He was delusional, and no one, because they all just called him like a fat fag. So they're like, get out of here, tubby. So no one took him serious, but he kept hanging around. And then he ended up, I guess, lying. I don't know the fuck. The Bandidos, when they were starting from Houston to start in Canada, in Toronto, I think, or whatever, he was there. He helped them start the Bandidos, but no one would take him serious. And then he was emailing back and forth with them, begging to make him like the leader of one of their chapters. And they're like, stop fucking emailing us, you fucking loser. And they kept like, it was, and then he was politicking and he was tricking people to do dumb shit. So they looked despicable. They looked so dumb, like the Bandidos. Yeah. They kept getting caught doing stuff.
Bandidos is the name that OJ wanted to use in Mexico.
Yeah, they were the Bandidos. Then he went to Houston to meet them. He tricked them. He hacked into their email and sent an email to the Bandidos chapters in Canada. Be like, no, this guy, I don't know what you guys are saying. He's not a fag. He's so cool. He's so tough. He's bro, the dumbest thing. And then he took over a chapter. Then they had an alliance that they broke with other people, and they went and executed people in a farm. They went and executed other bikers, and he couldn't do it. Like, he shot a guy in the head, but it didn't kill him, and then he pretended his gun jammed. But the other biker took his gun, and he saw that it didn't jam because he ended up executing him. Then he got caught by the cops, and he was crying. He's like, oh, it's all a misunderstanding. I was just there because I'm a pacifist. I wanted to stop the violence. They're like, why'd you have a rifle and a bulletproof vest? It's not that powerful of a bulletproof vest. It's a ratty bulletproof vest. Like, yeah, but it saved you because you got shot and then nothing happened. Then you shot a guy. My gun went off by accident and it killed him. It was like his excuses were stanza level. Well, the dumbest.
He's
fucking
in prison now?
I think they murdered him at the end.
Yeah, they murdered him.
Bikers, oh, shit, they
bikers,
killed him.
Bikers killed him. Yeah. Bro, because he kept bullshitting kept and writing people. Emails. He was like politicking. And like, this guy, he doesn't even know how to ride a motorcycle.
You know how fucked up that world is too?
The funniest thing, they were mad at Houston because they found out that because he made a crew of bikers, like they got an email, they go, some of this crew like that you guys have there, like the Bandidos crew, like 10 or 11 of them, don't have motorcycles and live at home with their parents. They go, you're embarrassing us. You guys are embarrassing us. You can't be bikers.
He met his new Bandidos in chat rooms.
Right, it's ridiculous. So the Bandidos in Houston that were still like, what is this? You can't represent us. And they go, mail us back your patches. And like, we don't want to mail back the patches. We're part of the team. You're not part of the team. And they were like,
mail back your patches.
The real Costanza stuff.
That's funny. Yeah.
Like when the Rock Machine ended in Quebec, they became Bandidos for a while. And not a long time, but the guy that was the head of the Quebec Rock Machine became the head of the Hells Angels like 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is fucked up. Like, they were at war. They fucking hated each other.
But they weren't originally at war. That's what I found out. In the beginning, they were cool. And it was guys like Boucher. It was guys like that. That's why people in the group were like, okay, this guy's too crazy. Because we're all making money. We're all okay. And they started killing too many people.
Yeah.
And then the guy who blew up the van, I think it was, that killed the kid, Shrapnel. Officially, no one knows who it is. But the cops that were investigating it, they go, we know who it is. This guy called Steins or some shit. Because all the stuff he said.
The thing in Sorel or in Montreal?
The thing that happened in Montreal. And then bikers had also, I guess, testified that when he was talking to them and they had recordings, that he was asking, like, what do you guys think should happen to that guy who pulled the trigger, who basically set the bomb off and killed the kid? And they all said, bro, the biker's like, that guy deserves death, bro. He killed a fucking kid. Mm. And apparently, as soon as he heard that, he got really quiet. And people around him were like, yeah, it was this motherfucker. He made it too obvious because he kept stressing about it and he kept thinking he's going to go to jail, he's going to get killed. Yeah, yeah. So he never said it, but all the evidence pointed to that one guy because he's even the bikers were like, that guy should get murdered next to him. Because he's like, what do you think? Because nobody knew who pulled the thing.
They go,
he should get murdered, bro. There was kids there. He knew that there was kids there. There was a park. He didn't. That guy should get murdered. And he was like, oh, really? And apparently he was just pensive there for like a half hour.
It's so stupid. Whenever you see criminals fighting other criminals, they don't realize that the cops don't care about crime if
you keep it between yourself.
No civilians get hurt.
Yeah.
But as soon as one civilian gets hurt, then they get pressure from the mayor, who gets pressure from higher up, and then
you're all fucked.
You're all fucked.
That's what the street gangs here need to learn.
Yeah.
If you keep it within the gangs, You could become, you could have your empire. Nobody's gonna give a shit.
But
it's, like, they started randomly shooting old people. Remember that a few months ago, where old people were getting shot. There was like a random old guy was getting shot, and then there was
It's
like, it makes you, it gives you street cred if you're killing random ladies.
Oh yeah.
That's why you're all gonna get caught or killed.
I had cops years ago tell me, like, when the when they got rid of all the Hells Angels, I had a cop tell me, he was like, "We're fucked," because whenever, like, the it used to be the mob was running Montreal, and when the Hells took over from the mob, it got a little more violent. And then when the street gangs took over from the Hells, it got more violent. So every time, it just gets more and more violent.
Because there's less structure as you go down.
Yeah. And plus, you, like, if you, if the mafia is running something and then they're in jail, you take over. When they come back, they're going to want to take over. So you have to be so fucking violent that the mafia is going to be like, I'm not going to war with these fucking savages. They're crazy.
Like, so that, they out-savage each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not good. So
yeah,
we'll just quit the gang is what we're saying. Quit the gang life, dog.
I ain't about that gang life.
Yeah, apparently Mambu, I don't know if they talk, but he was responsible for the murder of one of the top New York City mafia guys. Like,
I remember hearing
there
that.
Was one of the I don't know if it was a godfather or a underboss, but someone really high up that someone wanted to have killed, but they didn't know how to get it done. So they were like, "Let's just get a biker from Canada."
And it was
and
him.
It was Mambouchet. Yeah,
God,
I forget what.
Go ahead. I have a question after.
All right, I have nothing
Ask
else.
It.
Oh, didn't the biker gang start?
It was an episode of Family Feud.
It went off.
Yeah. No, wasn't it after World War II? It was because they couldn't reintegrate into society, the soldiers.
We spoke about it a few days ago. That's how some of them started.
Okay.
And then there was a lot of white supremacy in the beginning too.
Yeah.
And there's biker gangs where still you're not allowed to go if you're not like 100% white. And I mean like white.
To this day?
Yeah. There's still gangs that you can't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I say white, like I mean white. Like Greeks, Italians can't get into a lot of these gangs.
Yeah, no. God damn.
But like the Hells Angels, their leader now is an Italian guy.
The Hells Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Hells Angels also had a bit of a mix from before too when you would look at.
They used to be like, there was no blacks in the Hells Angels. Now there are some.
But is that only here or even in California they have?
I've seen pictures. I've never met a black Hells Angels, but I've seen pictures of them. Mm. So
they're progressive.
Yeah, they're very but woke.
There were other gangs that started afterwards that were just black biker gangs that were just Mexican biker gangs and stuff like that.
Yeah. The Mongols in California. And then they started letting
That was their actual
in.
Name?
Yeah.
And oh,
then
shit.
They started letting more people. And then they got into a fight with the cartels. And it was...
I don't even want to think of...
El M.A. Yeah, it was... And then I found out about this not a mobster, but he was this young guy. He got killed now. Yeah, he was basically ruling the streets of Vancouver, Punjabi Mafia.
Is there a Punjabi Mafia?
Well, there was. Then they killed him, and they all killed each other. But it was just crazy shit. The stuff that he was getting away with, just in broad daylight, shooting people and shit.
Holy shit.
It was on CBC. Like, they would catch him for an interview. Like, what do you have to say for yourself? And he's like, "You didn't get me, bitches. I'm going to fucking get you." He's like, he's saying this on the news.
God damn.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, that's next level. He thought, yeah. Oh, that's fucking...
I wonder if, like, the Mongols knew what that word means in French. Mm. That must suck when you're like, we're the Mongols because Mongolia, they were tough. And, yeah, you do realize that's slang for retarded in French. Is it now?
Is it? Because we've been trying to expand to Paris and we keep getting left.
That's why the only French Canadian that keeps helping us is that chubby fucking lunatic from the Banditos.
Yeah, with no neck. Fucking Louis No Neck over there is the only one supporting us. Hey, Mongol. Yeah, the Mongols.
God,
I don't know if they're still around. I think they mix with other gangs. Mm.
They joined forces with the Oakland Dum Dums. The Oakland Dum Dums.
The San Francisco funny. Waterheads. So dumb. Would you ever join a club like that?
Never.
Not a violent one. Like, would you join any club?
Wear
your colors.
Nah, I'm not really about that. I'm more about individualism.
You're more about pretending to be a gangster than being an actual gangster.
He'd be the Costanza.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "I'd like to appear there," and be like, "I got my vest." And then when they ask you, "Where'd you get those patches?" I run.
Yeah. Can I be your figurehead? Can I be the guy that his name I'm the owner of the building.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. But I don't get any of the money.
Yeah.
And when the government comes in, you guys leave me alone.
And I get arrested.
Is that a thing? I'd be down for
that. I'd love to be that guy. Yeah. I'm your money guy, but I don't got money. I'll be the name guy.
God, I wonder if those guys, like, I guess they do know, but you have to be fucking dumb to do that.
Well, like the Hell's Angels pull pranks too. The Punjabi guy that I told you about in Vancouver, because he was committing so many crimes, he got a phone call because they wanted to meet with him at the clubhouse. So he shows up with his partner, and they made him wait outside. They kept it took hours, and then they had no there was no meeting. They were just fucking with him just to embarrass him. And then he got so mad that he was waiting outside that his drunk friend started firing in the air.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but they were just laughing. I was like, look at this guy. They brought him over just so he could wait outside. That he can't get in the clubhouse.
That's funny.
God damn, that's funny.
Speaking of Punjabis, by the way. I've been watching videos of the Indian scammers.
Oh yeah.
And I've been watching videos of these hackers or that kid there. He gets on call with them and he pranks them basically and he leads
hack
them on.
He just fucks with them.
Yeah. But there was one guy I think he managed to steal from the scammers.
Yeah, every video like that he always steals from the
Bro, it's so amazing, and the way they're yelling after, it's the funniest
fuck you,
fucking
bitch.
Shit.
There was fuck
one
you, bitch, bitch.
There was one guy, he used the webcam of his computer and he used it against him at the end. He's like, I can see you, and the guy like freaked out and shit. It was so funny.
Oh, I love it when you scam a scammer. Yeah. You sons of bitch. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of scammers, I don't want to forget that Kanye West is currently feuding with the world. He's found a new target.
God.
The Jews.
He's going after the Jews.
It's about time somebody goes after them. Because let's be honest, nothing bad has happened to these people. Yeah. They haven't. No one's ever gone after them. Yeah.
God,
I've been getting away with so much shit.
So, but no one's ever gone after them. They don't have a history of people going after them.
His thing though was very
vague, weird.
It was weird and vague. It was like, tomorrow I'm gonna open up a can of whip F's on the Jews.
And I was like,
and
okay,
there's nothing.
No, well, because the Twitter and Instagram suspended his account.
Oh, okay.
Twitter, because I had tweeted.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they said this account is now suspended. So I don't know what he was gonna say. I don't know if he meant like Jews in general, like I don't like Jews, or he was gonna say these three Jews. That
he's talking about like showbiz.
That's
people
what I think.
In showbiz.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman was very funny. And then they all attacked her.
Yeah, everyone showed pictures of her in blackface.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to defend Sarah Silverman because she didn't say anything wrong. All she said was, how come when a guy just said, like, I'm going to fucking go DEFCON 3 on all these people, the Jews, how come no one's, like, defending us? How come no one's stepping up? It's just the Jews that are stepping up. And then they all wrote, like, fuck you, racist, you hate black people.
Yeah. That's what sucks for, because I like Sarah Silverman. Mm. And every... But since she did one sketch in blackface, and not years ago, not that many years ago.
No, but it wasn't the sketch that fucked her. It was, she used to do a lot of like edgy stuff.
Yeah.
It was when she became
woke.
When
she turned, yeah.
She started attacking everyone else. Then everyone was like, hold on a second, bitch.
But you gotta shut the fuck up. Like if you, like I've never done blackface.
Yeah.
But I've been to court for doing jokes about a little kid. So if anyone's saying anything about a kid,
you don't judge them.
I shut the fuck up because I know, even if I'm right, even if I know, and my thing was a joke, but if someone murders a kid and I go, you should treat kids properly,
you're gonna look
people
like a retard.
Will be like, oh, listen here, fuckface.
Yeah.
You made fun of a little kid. So I shut the fuck up. I stay in my lane.
I love it.
She's like, we gotta stop racism. And then you're like, bitch, you were in fucking blackface in the 2000s. It wasn't fucking... This is from the Sarah Silverman program. It's not from... And but
I wouldn't mind this if she owned up to it.
Yeah.
The problem is that she says, you're all bad people for doing stuff like this, but she does... That's what bugs me. It's
The world changed, though, because like when she... I remember when she did that, the Sarah Silverman program was good.
Funny.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And her mentality was... I can do this because it's obvious that I'm not racist. So
I'm
making fun of people who would
like
wear
Tropic
blackface.
Thunder, like Tropic
yeah,
Thunder,
like
exactly.
Tropic Thunder, okay. Or like the way Louis used the N-word.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was like, everyone knows I'm not a racist, which is what makes it funny. But now people don't fucking.
There's
they're
no
just
context.
Like racist.
Yeah.
So it's. And you can't do that anymore. And even that mentality of people know I'm not racist. People are so fucking stupid that they don't know.
People are fucking
dumb as shit. So you got to treat everyone like they're in the fucking they're dummies.
Well, even her tweet, she just said, "How come no one's defending us?" And then they all start saying, "You hate black people."
Yeah, but that's weird. Everyone was writing that's all we do. You don't follow any black people. Like that, because I saw
that's amazing.
Like, for real, before she called that out, I saw, even before I heard what Kanye said or read what Kanye said, everyone on my fucking timeline was talking shit about Kanye. And not just Jewish people. So it was, there was white people, black people, Asian.
I saw a guy that thinks he's black. I saw Michael Rapaport go crazy.
Okay, that's kind of the same thing. He's the Sarah Silverman without the makeup.
Yeah. But then Lizzo started fighting with Kanye.
You know what's fucked up? Michael Rapaport, because he speaks like he thinks he's black.
Yeah.
Or sometimes like he's Italian. Is he Jewish?
He's Jewish.
Okay. So he's like the black dice.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he's but Lizzo, Poseidon told me that Lizzo and Kanye are also feuding.
Yeah, because he called it. He said her weight wasn't healthy.
Okay, but that's just a scientific fact. Like, we got to give it to him when he's right.
Yeah. I hate how people were like, he's body shaming these big, black, beautiful women. And you're like, okay, she is big, she is black. I'll give you 2 out of 3. Not beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's unhealthy.
That's the thing that I'm sticking to. Because the beautiful, depending on who it is.
Yeah, some people, like, I'm not into fat chicks, but a lot of guys like big girls.
Yeah, so I'm fine with that.
Like, I know that even, like, the fattest
I've
been.
I'm not healthy.
The fattest I've been was super unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like, I've lost weight, and I'm now just now getting into not technically obese.
Yeah.
As soon as you're technically obese, you're not healthy.
Yeah, I think I might still be technically obese.
No. At your weight? That's not technically obese.
It's crazy, though, how you're like, goddamn, I'm super thin, and they're like, you're a little obese.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I'm obese.
It's from the
body mass index.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure on the scale I'm obese. From the old days. So I'm pretty sure I'm obese on that scale. And I know that's why I'm working out. I'm trying to get healthier.
Yeah.
But I can't lie and go out there and be like, guys, this is what the prime male physique looks like. You're a mental patient.
Unless you're joking.
Joking is different. But for Lizzo, we could lie.
Yeah.
We could be like, she's the prime. What are you talking about?
No, it's crazy. Yeah. But then what's worse is that when
chairs get scared when she walks into the room. Yeah. That's not good.
When you talk shit about Kanye like that, about the shit that he is right about, then it gives even room for shit that he's wrong about. You know what I mean? Like,
but why doesn't anyone remember that he's batshit crazy?
Yeah.
He's fucking, he's like, they say he's bipolar, but he's fucking tripolar.
Oh, no, that's
he's got a couple more polars.
Yeah, he's quadrupolar.
He's got a lot of polars in that thing. He is mental. Like, one of his tweets was like, I told my kid, always stick with family, protect the business. What? it was protect the company.
Yeah, protect, don't let them steal the company from your family.
And then I'm like, your daughter is like 4.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Like, she's a 4-year-old Kardashian. She knows nothing.
Get on those Excel sheets. We got to do them taxes. Like, what?
I'm pretty sure it's schizophrenia at this point.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, that's hardcore shit, bro. It's not just this point. It's been that point for a while.
No.
You know why I feel bad? Because I could tell he's not a bad guy because he's not trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
He thinks, I'm doing the right thing. There's victimization happening. Yeah. I'm calling it out. Because there's some stuff that it's like he had a point. There's something that he had a point. Yeah. Like when he used to be yelling about how artists or designers used to get fucked over by the big companies. And he's like, why are you guys agreeing to this? You could just do it yourself. They're fucking you. I'm like, he's right. When he was saying stop doing the race thing where it's like all white guys are evil or all black guys are evil, I'm with that too. I'm like, that's terrible. You have to judge people individually. You can't say all white people are evil. That's nuts. So when he's right, you have to give it to him.
Yeah.
But so that you can argue when he's wrong. But now I don't know what he was going to say. I wish I knew.
Yeah. It's sad. I find it sad because he's actually fucking talented. So it sucks to see. Like,
but a lot of like music, when you're crazy, you can make good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need to be a little fucked up to do good art.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Fucking. Yeah. Most great artists were all fucking mental.
If I was normal, I don't think I'd be funny.
It's Van Gogh that cut his ear off?
Picasso.
No, Picasso. Picasso drew people that cut their ears off.
That was Van Gogh.
But that
Picasso, he just said the only name he knows.
No, Picasso, didn't he bite somebody's ear off?
That was Mike Tyson.
No, his there was an artist that
I mix those two up a lot though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it fucking Mike Leonardo Tyson is the Da Vinci of- or Evander Holyfield?
What happened was Mike Tyson, they call him the Picasso of boxing because much like Picasso who bit the ear off Da Vinci.
It'd be amazing if Picasso bit the ear off of some big black man.
Yeah. Who was an artist also? Yeah, he bit his.
Oh, he caught it. Was I'm sorry. I apologize.
Von but Gogh. Yeah, you have to be fucking mental.
Yeah, yeah. To create art that yeah.
No, not to create art. To cut your ear off.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. No, you don't have to be mental.
I don't know
paint.
How they do it. They gotta be crazy, bro. They draw and stuff.
They draw like fucking fags.
Yeah,
you gotta draw like a fag.
One of them's all a bunch of gays. How do you draw such a sunset? What are you, effeminate? What's going on? You gotta be
You're
mental.
Fucking mental. Cut your hair off, fag. Yeah.
So stupid. I love it. So yeah, Kanye's feuding with everyone. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to give him back his Twitter account. I want to know what he was going to say.
We'll see if the Jews really do control Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, it's true. This is not a good look.
Yeah.
They're like, don't say it.
Yeah, it's true. Huh? Yeah.
God damn it.
Maybe that's what he was going for. Hey, so maybe funny. That was the message.
That's so funny. Like, oh, you think he's wrong? Well, he can't. They took away his speech.
It proves his point.
Yeah. That's fucking funny.
But actually now, like, no one controls Hollywood. That's a problem.
Now reactionary kids that work at these companies control.
But you know what? I saw a thing. You know what? Hélène Boudreau bought a Lamborghini a couple of weeks ago.
Was it a Lamborghini or a Porsche?
She bought a Porsche like 6 months ago, and now she bought a Lamborghini like a couple of weeks ago. And then I was reading this article. It was like your 10 celebrities that are on vacation, and it's a Quebecois thing. And I click, and it's all people I don't know, but it's all hot chicks.
Yeah.
So they're like, I go on their Instagram, and all of them have fucking Lamborghinis. And I was like, how the fuck does a that? But they make crazy money. Never but does. I was like, it's weird that these girls, I've never fucking heard them. I heard of them. I don't know what they do. I don't know who they are. And they fucking make enough money to buy a $300,000 car.
Because of the internet. Niche markets. Yeah, exactly. You could now find your audience.
Yeah.
Even exactly. Poseidon. Poseidon was thinking of starting OnlyFans. He posted a video that he then deleted yesterday where he, on TikTok, where he just took his shirt off and he put the camera down. He was showing his stomach and his tits. And then he's like, yo, what do you think of this? I said, delete that.
Yeah. he put it up on a Facebook and then his account got banned for hate speech. They considered his body hate speech.
They're like, why are you doing this to the Jews and to everyone else watching?
Yeah, I was tired. And you know those filters on TikTok when you fuck around and shit? And it was the only, like, how much money would you make on OnlyFans if you had one? And mine was $100 million. So in the video, I was like, oh shit, $100 million. And like, I took my shirt off right away.
Yeah.
that was the funny part. But I was like, it's too.
It was a bit too raunchy.
I wonder how, like, that must hurt when you're a girl and you're like, fuck, I don't want to do OnlyFans, but I know this is the only way I'm going to make money. Fuck it. I'm doing it. And you do it and you have no subscribers. Oof. Or the worst, I think, zero subscribers is embarrassing, but you're like, okay, I got to get rid of these fucking pictures.
Yeah.
Never tell anyone I did this. But if you have one subscriber, you're like, oh, this motherfucker.
And he sends you a message and all it says, ugh.
Yeah. But you know that this guy get saved a refund? Your pictures.
Hold on, there's a funny sketch in that where a chick starts on OnlyFans and that's what happens.
Can I get a refund, please? Can you refund on OnlyFans?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question, though. I doubt it. Anything on the internet, I think, as soon as you pay.
Anything that you pay with your credit card, you could do a cashback.
Yeah, you can contact. I'm not sure how hard it is, easy it is from OnlyFans, but if you call Visa or MasterCard, they don't care.
Why do you want to do a chargeback?
Yeah.
You're like, that pussy was disgusting. I get it, bro. Don't worry. I got you. This whore is not stealing your money.
I've actually, like years ago, I called MasterCard to say, I never bought this. Someone stole my credit card. They canceled it. And then I realized, oh, no. Okay, that's what that is. So I called them back. I was like, no, hey, never mind. Don't cancel my card. I bought that. And they were like, it's too late. Your card's already been canceled. So I was like, ah, oh, fuck. Okay.
What all was right. it?
I don't know. It was something, I don't know, years ago. Like, I remember making the call, but I don't know. I don't remember what the charge was.
That's really funny. It's sorry, go ahead.
I did that too once when I first moved to Montreal. There used to be those erotic phone lines that were like 1-976 or 1-900. And then they came out with ones that it was written free. And it was 011, and you were calling like in it's always calling in fucking Trinidad and Tobago or Jamaica. And I called one, and then it was fucking horrible. It was just a recording, and it fucking sucked. And so I hang up, and then I get my bill, and then I see I have a fucking charge of me calling Jamaica or Trinidad. For like $100. So I call Bell and I'm like, you motherfuckers, I never called. And my neighbor was Jamaican, so I blamed it on him. So I was like, it's my fucking neighbor probably broke into my place to call someone. And then they canceled the charge.
Yeah, I'm not Jamaican.
And then and he was in the country illegally, so I don't know if he had problems with that after. But then I saw, like, I remember watching, like, getting the mirror, because that's where I got the paper, the mirror. That's where I'd gotten the phone number. And then I open and I see the number, and I'm like, let me say. I check on my phone bill, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, bro, my buddy Saucy, remember, so you met Saucy when we went to Toronto?
Yes.
Okay. So when he was young, he had called and he was using like his phone for it. Was back when it was dial up and shit. His computer, sorry, to find these numbers. And I guess he didn't know that he was being charged or whatever. And his parents got the phone bill, but it was like close to $1,000 at the time. Oh, that was insane.
Damn.
And it was all numbers, Nigeria, Zimbabwe. And I remember ridiculing him because he kept it a secret. But his dad was hanging around, and he was hanging out at the gym and he told my buddy Harry, he's like, yeah, you know, I got to pay this bill now. I got to find the money. He's like, what do you mean with bill? And then he told him, he's like, where was he calling? He's like, some sex line in Zimbabwe or Nigeria. And then I remember we were ridiculing for a while. So this was an isolated incident. Years later, bro, the most embarrassing happened to the Greek community of Montreal. Someone internally ratted out like a situation
this.
That happened to the Montreal Gazette, and it was all over the news because it's a non-profit, right? It's a community center, right? So they collect money. They're not supposed to have any big scandals, even though they would always have scandals. So there was a scandal here where they found out that from the Greek community, you know, where they have elementary schools, gyms, all that, they owed like, I forgot, $15,000 or $50,000 phone bills from sex lines.
God damn.
And it was...
He was calling from the Greek center?
It wasn't my guy. It was another guy that I know. It was another guy that I know, but he was calling from the Greek center when he was working. I guess he was jerking off at night. The problem was he didn't know, I guess, how much it was charging, or he thought it was free. I don't know. He wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. But the thing is, they racked up fucking so much money that it became a scandal, and the Montreal Gazette wrote about it, like sex lines at the fucking Greek community center. And it seemed like it was like a thing where like people were getting there and doing it. It was just one guy working at night who was calling up the jerk off lines, and he racked up a bill. Very embarrassing.
I remember something similar happened to me with my bank. I called because of
to jerk off.
No, some charge.
Okay.
Charge, and then I realized it was from a massage parlor. Because the thing is, because I didn't have...
Why would a massage parlor...
No, but hold on.
So you were like Jerry Springer.
So what happened was I went to a massage parlor and I had cash on me, but I ended up spending a little more time.
You were like, I
want to
leave a paper trail.
No. But I was single, so I didn't...
He's like, I want to leave a paper trail. What do you mean, sir? Paper I need them to know that I was here.
Yeah.
Or else what's the point if no
and
one
you're
knows?
Single. It wouldn't even be for your girl catching you. It's more the...
In general.
It's a massage parlor. There's nothing illegal about just going to the massage parlor.
Going isn't illegal,
but
getting
the fee of like, what is he paying for?
Oh no, it was ATM.
Oh,
there was an ATM machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could go to a massage parlor and then you need money for what you're gonna do after.
Yeah.
Or like that's I didn't have enough. Don't say that.
Just say I had enough, but I need.
I was gonna go to some groceries.
I was gonna do some groceries. So there's an ATM here. I pulled up.
There's a farmer pre.
Anyways, I ended up spending a little more time than I had to.
Oh.
And
you had to.
Then I initially
planned on.
Okay. So I pulled out money. I think I pulled out like $30, but I forgot the fees. And then I was like looking at my account one day, and I saw like it was like fucking 34 something. I was like, that's not me. What the fuck?
Am I getting $34 in fees?
Yeah, like it was like I pulled out money. Like
you $30.
$30.
Bro, $30.
Who pulls out $30, bro?
Or 40. I don't remember.
So that means you needed an ATM. These bitches are so low budget that they have an ATM that gives out fives and twos.
Who gives out fives? Laurentian Bank? Like, who gives out fives?
No, it was a ghetto ATM machine.
There's no way it was giving out fives.
Was it giving out tens. Quarters?
It gives out tens.
But even ghetto as fuck, bro.
So then I called up the bank and I was like, I don't know what this is. And then like halfway through the phone call, I realized, I just realized it's me. Never mind. And I hung up. I was like, whoops.
Sir, clearly, I don't know how to tell you this. You wanted to get jerked off by a Korean woman.
The person was like, who is dumb enough to go to an ATM that has fives and tens? And then he was like, okay, yeah, that's me. Yeah.
I think it was 40. I don't remember. I think
I had to pull out 30. It's like, pull out a bit extra. Make it seem reasonable.
I think it was 20. It went by 20, 15, 100s, I think.
No. A place or 20s that gives and 50s. 10s gives. There's more chance of them giving fives than there are
100s. Yeah.
There's even more chances of them having old twos.
There's more chance of them dropping change out like a vending machine.
Yeah. Like at the casino. Jackpot.
Yeah, you go, I want to withdraw $100. They go, do you want that in scratch-off tickets or money?
So wait, did you have to pull out money first and then go back in the room?
No, at the end.
Okay.
Oh, no, at the end. I was like, I'm
you
just going to.
You pay at the end, right? Massage parlor?
Yeah.
Can I just say something?
I thought prostitutes got paid before.
Up front, because what if you
so
leave?
If you, no. Trust me, the people that are there, they're not going to let you leave.
What if you don't have any money?
Then they beat the shit out of you.
Yeah,
but then,
so then
you could, but you could punch him, but you can't. Yeah, but then,
his
dick.
But then it removes the relaxation of you getting your dick sucked. Like you just got your dick sucked.
No, but you got your dick sucked.
Yeah, you got dick. You win.
Anyways, I don't know, but I
someone
know,
that doesn't feel pain, that's a good trick. Or a lot, probably weirdos that's their fetish is getting
a large retarded
getting a hand job and then the shit kicked out of them.
Let's say, for example, you.
Yeah.
You go and there's not enough money because of the fees and you can't pull out money. What happens?
I don't know. I never thought. I just
you already
paid.
Got blown. What are you going to... You're going to be like, all right, just spit it back in my mouth. Like, what are you going to do?
Can you tell the guy, like, after, go, listen, this was good, but next time, Victor, I want you to jerk me off and I want her to hit me after. Yeah. I'll pay for that.
Yeah.
I know escorts, it was always up front.
Okay.
But
is the escort thing true that you can't kiss him on the mouth, or that's just
it's more of you
woman?
Shouldn't.
It's more of you shouldn't. Yeah.
Okay, but you can.
Of course, yes.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends. Yeah.
And
do you ask him,
and
or you just fucking go?
He just sees him in the street. What do you do? I thought you were an escort.
And I don't know about anywhere else, but in Montreal, the escorts will blow you without a condom, but at the massage parlors, they won't blow you without a condom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the massage parlor will also take a huge risk of you not paying.
I guess so.
Look, bro, I don't make the rules for this whole shit, bro.
I've never been a sex worker, but blowing a guy with a condom and not getting paid, I'm like, that kind of sucked. Yeah. But blowing him without a condom and not getting paid, I'm like, this job sucks. Fuck you. I wonder if you don't pay.
It must happen for sure.
If you don't pay and the guy beats you up, that means the guy just beats you up, but they probably don't give anything to the girl, right?
She still has to suck your dick for free.
She has to suck your dick for free.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes in this business.
Yeah, this is not. This does not seem like a legit business.
Yeah,
because it isn't. That's why.
Oh, speaking though, there was Sonia Van Satcher was on TV and she was really good.
Nice.
Yeah, she did an interview with Télé Québec. Which is one of the networks, and she was very.
What were
you good.
Talking about?
About sex work.
People that walk out and don't pay her.
No, it was about sex work and how it doesn't make sense that it's not
legal.
It's not legal.
I'm with
and
her on that.
All of her points, she made 100% sense, and then the fucking host at the end, he goes, "What if the girl is 15?" And then she was like, "Yeah, no, then it should be illegal." But it is illegal.
It is illegal.
She's a child. Yeah. She's a fuck. That
you can't bang children.
Pedophilia.
Yeah.
But apart from that, but that wasn't her. That was just the fucking host.
What a dumb host. Yeah, yeah.
He was just trying to show that, look, it's not all fun and games.
What if you put a short skirt on an iguana? Can you fuck it if you throw dollars at it? You're like, what are you talking about, bro?
That's
what is
like that saying, okay. Like in places where MMA isn't legal yet. You go, okay, UFC isn't legal. Okay, so yeah, they should be allowed to fight. Should they be allowed to stab each other? No.
No, I never
said that. It's not. That's not what MMA is. There's no stabbing.
Yeah, there's no stabbing.
Fucking idiot.
And then he's like, I got her. I got her with that.
Who the fuck hears prostitution and right away thinks the 15-year-old?
Him.
Yeah.
Because he was like, hold on a second, but can I enjoy it as well?
Exactly, yeah.
That was
there you go. Yeah.
He's like, I can have fun too. I thought about you fucking weirdos.
All right. So you guys get that fun? Yeah. That guy gets fun, you get money, I get nothing? I go to prison? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it sounds like. Because it came out of nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah, he was thinking about it. He exposed himself.
Yeah. Because I had career choices. Yeah. I did this. I could have been a priest.
Yeah.
I'm not into the boys, though. More of a girls kind of dude.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking happy I'm not one of those fucking weirdos that, you know, like, those guys that are attracted to, like, 14, 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, if they just...
Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just looking because of the Intellectuals episode with Millie Bobby
Brown. Oh, yeah, I wanted to bring it up.
Remember when we were, like, when we were young? I remember when I was 11, I used to think everyone over my age or above was hot. Like, all the women. Like, I used to like 30-year-old women like I like 12-year-old girls, but I was 11. Then when I was 15, I liked chicks that were, like, 14, 15 up. And then when I was 18, it was 18 up. But I'm happy that I didn't, like, stick at fucking 12.
I think I stuck to my taste because I always... The people that I found hot were always, like, late 20s, right before their 40. Like, that whole gap. That's what I always found the hottest. I remember even when I was young, I always found, like, the hot older teachers... hotter than, like, let's say the high school students.
Yeah, yeah.
So that always stay. I always like that age.
I always the hottest age I find for me now is late 30s, early 40s. The problem with that is if you meet a girl that age that doesn't have kids, she wants kids. If she could want kids, she wants them right away.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So that's why I think
I'm not gauging that deep. I'm just saying in terms of, like, what your looks, it's always been that, like, late 20 and right before 40, like that.
That's why I only bang chicks in their 60s or 14 and
up. Yeah.
They're in no rush.
One can't, one won't. So I think that stayed, but... I think you outgrow it. No, if you like chicks when you're young and they're but you're not.
You're
not sexual. I guess me because I wasn't at 13. I wasn't interested in
I was always attracted to older chicks as well when I was younger.
But when you were younger, your girlfriends were your age, right?
Yeah.
I had one girlfriend before. Yeah, she was my age.
And you thought she was hot?
Yeah. Well, how old was she? I was 18. She was 18.
How old was she?
Oh, okay.
We were both adults. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the girls.
Yeah, I started banging young. I guess that's why.
Yeah, the first girl I banged, I think I was 15 or 16.
How old was she?
I was 15.
I think she was a year older than me.
Okay.
But she was like, she had big tits and shit.
You're talking about crocodile fingers?
Yeah, but she was disgusting though. She was ugly.
Her nickname was crocodile fingers.
It's the one that we talked about that he pissed in her sink.
Yeah.
Okay.
We dubbed her crocodile fingers because of her short, stubby fingers.
And were they like
green?
No, because she would get like manicures and shit, and she would do those pointy fingernails and shit, you know, and color them. You know the shit that chicks do. And but yeah, she had these short, and she was overweight, and so by consequence, she had these short, stubby fingers.
Brave and healthy.
So because she had short, stubby fingers and the fingernail, it looked like crocodile fingers. Like,
hold on. Do you think she only had those because, like, it goes better to pick food up? And she's like stabbing.
Oh yeah, he can't use chopsticks.
Yeah.
I've gotten better. Basically, her hand kind of looked like this.
God damn.
God damn. Would you? Checking you off. God,
is this getting you a little hard? Or
No. Good? But the
memories of my youth.
Yeah.
But the chicks I always found attractive that I was attracted to when I was I think my first crush in high school
were the ones,
like,
that said no.
She was a tall, like, she was a tall Latina chick, like busty, like tits, ass, beautiful face.
How old was she?
She was, I think, 3 years older than me, 4 years older than me. I was 12. Years older than you. I think I was 12 and she was like 16, but she was like fully developed.
Like, yeah, but 16, like if you were still attracted to 16.
She must have been dumb if she was still in your
16.
Class. Huh? She must have been dumb if she was in, you were in
She was not in my class.
But if you were still attracted to 16-year-olds, that'd
so
be
So you were in
problem.
Sec 1, she was in Sec 5?
No. No, sorry, she was in Sec 3, I was in Sec 1. Yeah.
So 14,
but she had failed. But she had failed, so she was 15.
Which made her hotter for you?
Yeah, exactly. And then
she failed. You want to fail twice?
Yeah. But yeah, but like I always found even at a young age, older chicks more attractive.
Well, older chicks. She was 15.
Yeah. Well, older chicks, like you know, fully developed and shit.
Yeah.
You know, they could be fully chicks. Developed by 14. That's cool. I'm still attracted to that. You know?
Sound like a pedophile. I'm only attracted to older chicks. Well, fully developed. Like older. Yeah. Like 15. 15 is older.
It's Your
older.
Honor.
I'm not a pedophile,
I
bro.
I would like to bring up article if there's grass on the field play.
Like, I'm not a pedophile, bro. I'm just a pervert. That's it. You know?
Oh, there's a
That's
really...
a good defense. Yeah. Your Honor. Right? But that's...
Whenever they catch a guy having sex with like a 15-year-old and they call him a pedophile, I always say that technically it's not a pedophile. It's just a dirty old man.
Yeah. Technically by like the 50, definition.
15 yeah. is a little young, but like let's say that who is that actor that dated that chick that was 17, married the girl that was 17?
Dane Cook?
No. Yeah, Dane Cook is doing that now. But there was a chick. Yeah, I love how Dane Cook is engaged. And it says, Dane Cook with a longtime girlfriend. And she's 19. Longtime girlfriend. He's 40, 48. She's 19. Longtime girlfriend.
Been together for the past decade. Some love just lasts.
Hutchison married his third wife, Courtney Stodden. Is that
Yeah,
her?
Yeah, that's okay. it. And But click her. She looked... Like she was smoking hot.
Oh, so I saw more videos.
Oh goddamn!
Can you show her?
Oh yeah, hold up.
Like this guy, technically on paper, he's a pedophile. But when you look at her,
you can see how he was. Fooled?
And you're like, okay, this
fooled.
That's
like
not
look at the second picture. The second picture that she looks like Anna Nicole Smith. Yeah,
that's
one.
Not a 15-year-old.
Yeah, she was 15.
That's not a 15-year-old, Mike.
What? Yeah, she was 15.
Mike. Yeah, she was 15.
Look, Mike, her parents lied. That's not a 15-year-old.
Look, I don't condone the 15-year-old shit, but you know what? He's not a pedophile.
No. He's definitely
that's
not a
child.
Pedophile.
We're talking about Peg means baby means kid. That's not a child.
Yeah.
But legally, it's fucking
Are
wrong.
You sure that's a 15-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I wouldn't card her if I was security.
Yeah, but like, she's hot.
She looks 30.
She's crazy hot.
How old is she now?
Now she's, I think she's like 20. And now she called him out because she was like, I didn't realize that he was like a weird sexual predator. But you should. If you're 15 and your husband is 52.
She's 28 now.
He 20. Knew that she, yeah, I think she was 20. In these photos cannot be of her 15. These must be her of 20. How's that possible at 15?
No, she at first she looked like that.
Oh, have you opened up TikTok?
Yeah, she always looked like
actually,
that.
Actually, no, and that's what people complained about. I got to get more on TikTok.
He played in the Thin Green Line.
That's absurd. Yeah. Did he know how old she was when he met her?
Yeah.
How did he know?
Look, click on, because
if I would see her, I'd be like, oh, this chick's 30.
Click where it's written age 16.
Where
16, right next to Santa Monica High School, age 16.
Which
like,
one?
Like, go down the one on the left.
This one?
Left.
This one?
Yeah.
She was 16 there.
She was 16.
No way. Okay, hold on.
There's no way. How do you know unless you check her ID? There's no way you can know that.
Still creepy.
It's creepy
once you know.
Yeah.
Yes, but not a pedophile. Like that's a grown woman.
She's exactly like,
she's taller than him.
Yeah, no, but he's a short man.
If you'd go out, you'd pick this girl up, you're dating her for like a few months, and then she tells you, by the way, I'm 15.
I would dump her.
I would think two things. Number one, I think, okay, this is a prank.
Get the fuck out.
This is a prank. It's obviously a prank. It's impossible. And then if I see the ID and it really is, I would question everything. I'd be like, did I grow up in a time warp?
Yeah.
How is this possible?
I'd be worried that
Fuck.
She looks divorced.
Does she look like that to everyone, or is it just me because I'm a pedophile?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really a small girl with a lollipop.
You're like, no, she's a smoke show.
Like Shallow Hell.
Yeah. You're the Shallow Hell of pedophiles.
Yeah.
But every time I used to go out with chicks, like I would ask them their age and shit, I was always paranoid of that. Like they look like adult women,
like but they're pranking you.
But they're actually really young.
Because adults,
and like
they
would tell me the you know we would figure out each other's age and shit. But I would always sneakily like whenever they'd go to the bathroom, like check their license just in case.
That is like, so that's not creepy.
That's either that a lie.
That is so creepy.
That's either a lie. You should have not said that on a podcast.
That is so creepy.
Yeah. I went through a purse.
You know what's less creepy than looking through a woman's purse
asking
is
her.
Fucking a 15-year-old.
Yeah,
less creepy than fucking going through a woman's
purse. Bro, that's
weird
behavior. That's weird. That's toxic behavior, bro.
I've done it once. I was like, this is weird. I'm never doing this again. I just gotta.
How the story changes.
You're the type of guy. Do you know your girl's code on her phone?
That's a yes.
We know each other's code.
That's a yes. Holy fuck. That means, I love that he was trying to be like,
you definitely. Do you read her emails or her text messages? Or both?
We know each other's code, but we never go through each
you
other's.
Do.
You
no,
do.
No. I've never. I swear to God.
Do.
No. Never touched her phone.
Oh, yeah.
No. Never. Do. Never. Not once.
What's the last email she got?
I don't fucking know.
I
bro.
Love how he's like, hello,
No, I've never. We know each other's codes, but we've never. But we don't know them because we had to tell each other. Because like, I think she wanted to open my phone or whatever. I gave her my code. I'm like, oh, that's my code or like whatever. You know, like she like it's not like
I don't know my wife's, but she knows mine.
Yeah. Everyone knows his. It's 69, 69, 69.
But it wasn't like I need to know your code. Like it was none of that shit. You know what I mean?
I no one said it was.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's weird.
I want to know your code.
Yeah. It wasn't that.
It was more cool. It was like, give me your code.
Yeah. It was give me your code. Who's that guy? Give me your code. It was more like a chain.
Friendly.
Look. Give and go. I will not give you a punch. Yeah. You give me the code. It's
I
more
was like, hey, babe. Yeah. You know, I was holding her by the neck like women like.
Yeah, it's a hug. Yeah. I was keeping her neck warm.
She was tied up.
Yeah. She was a lot crying. I was not crying because it was emotional because that's how relationships work. It gets emotional when two people share so much.
Share the love.
Yeah. She shared her code. I shared my backhand.
Oh, shit.
God damn, that's amazing. Yeah, I don't know because I think she had given me once like if I needed, but I forgot what hers is. But everybody knows mine.
Sure. I always wanna I'm not even able to go through a woman's purse. Like sometimes my wife will be like, I asked her something, and she goes, I have something in my purse. I bring her the purse.
I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm not gonna go through people's shit, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't go through people's shit when they don't even ask.
Yeah.
So you go in the bathroom, I go.
So first date, TikToks. Fucking.
I did this a long time ago.
Could you imagine the girl gets back and she's like, what happened to all my TikToks and my tampons?
Yeah. No.
And he's like, there's a string coming out of his mouth? Or that's a tampon, you say.
Yeah. You're the type of guy that, did you used to steal their underwear when you go to their house?
No. That's weird.
Oh, that's the way you tell the line.
That's over.
It was one time at that party, though.
You stole a girl's underwear?
Wait, he did steal a girl's underwear. Yeah. What am I saying? You did steal a girl's underwear. That's been documented. Wait, he did steal underwear.
From a chick you were dating?
No. We were at a house party.
Yeah, he was in dating her.
Oh, that's fucking...
And I stole a bunch of shit.
He stole underwear and a frying pan.
Did I steal... I think I stole something else as well.
Which did you sniff?
The frying pan.
Okay.
He actually wore the underwear after as his conquest. He walked into his house with him, and his mom caught him with a.
I think I just grabbed.
Underwear.
I think dirty I just grabbed.
Underwear?
I think
on
I just
face.
Grabbed a bunch of shit, and I was like I put the frying pan under my coat, and then the panties as well. And I think when I got in the car, I'm like, "Look, guys!" And I was like, all happy. I was hammered as fuck that night, though.
Yeah, and his mom woke him up, like, "Why are you wearing dirty panties on your head?" He's like, "It's my lifestyle." Yeah. So yeah, he did steal panties.
Yeah.
You've lived a full life. God damn. So look, if you want to follow this panty thief, it's ThePoseidon69 on Instagram and on Twitter. And if it's too hard for you, just go to Linktree. It's I Am Poseidon. Follow him. Mike Ward. MikeWard.ca is the website. Mike Ward has a Patreon. It's patreon.com/choosegood. It is the home of the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. The same one that broke the Guinness World Record this summer with the biggest audience ever for a live podcast. It was 21,000. 8 million people. That's how many it was. It was over 21,000 people that were there, close to 22,000. So those episodes are actually up on the Patreon right now. You can watch that magical night. Yeah. Mike is done with the tour. Mike Ward Noir is done. However, 3 out of the 4 shows are already sold out for Club Soda, which is just a taping. He just
wants
to tape it.
The last shows, because I wanted to film this.
The last show has a little over, maybe a little under 70 tickets now. So by the time you watch this, I don't know if they're still going to be available. If they are and you speak French, pick them up. But there's only one show left with a couple of tickets. So try your best at that. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. I have French shows coming up at the Bordel on the 27th and Gatineau the 22nd. And we're looking at going up to Rimouski. They're trying to book us for Rimouski and Anhui.
Oh, nice.
So that should be fun too. All in French. The Pantelis Le Dernier des Vrais, the Last of the Real Ones tour. And then we'll start with English. But right now we're just finalizing all the French stuff. So if you enjoyed this, thank you guys. And go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.